Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 24, 2011, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I want to thank each of you for being on tonight's call. We have an incredible guest speaker lined up for you tonight. Before we go to him, I have a couple of things that I want to discuss. First off, the October issue of the Connection magazine. That is a monthly magazine that Legal Shield puts out. It's out, and I want to encourage each of you to make sure and read it. It has some great articles about your Legal Shield, the new flip book, great information about the new brochures, the new member guide, the new benefits plan, the new website. It's even got a preview of that, and, of course, the new videos. And make sure and read the monthly publication. It's a great tool to help you keep informed of what's going on with your company, Legal Shield. Also, the Legal Shield new Legal Shield viral ad is up and running. To view it, you just need to go to your Legal Shield website, go to your back office, click where it says the trash can. It's the viral ad. It's trivial or not, help take out the garbage, help with the garbage. That is a real funny little ad. It's sort of like the holiday video ad, so I want to encourage you to make sure and be using that new little viral ad that's come out. Also, Associate Services is excited to announce a new call experience for all associates. When you call into Associate Service, you may enter a new call experience that is scheduled to begin pilot rollout tomorrow, Tuesday, October 25th. This is tomorrow. It's accessible 24/7. It provides quick and easy access to your Legal Shield business information via voice recognition. You can verify personal members and sponsorships. You can check on your UPS packages, your counters, your commissions, your licensing information, and more. You can even check personal information like the status of your e-service and your membership. With this new system, you can check on business when it's convenient for you. It doesn't matter if it's night, weekends, or even holidays. Of course, there's more if you call Associate Services during regular business hours, which is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday Central Time. You can opt to speak to an Associate Service representative at any point simply by saying representative, and you just speak into it. It's that easy. One more thing, we've also added a voice print enrollment feature that will further enhance a high level of security regarding your personal information. Voice print utilizes our voice recognition software to confirm your identity more quickly and accurately. This service is optional and can be activated via the new system. Once you enroll in VoicePrint, our representatives can access your information faster than ever. Again, these new features are going to be available beginning tomorrow, October the 25th, when you call Associate Services at Legal Shield, and that number is 580-436-7424. Now, to introduce our special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member now in his 28th year with Legal Shield. He's the leader of our Moore Success Team, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
I did. I went through those really quickly, but, we started just a couple of minutes late, and I want to make sure our guest speaker has plenty of time.
Yes, and he is a great guest speaker, too. I had the privilege of speaking for a few minutes to him last night. You know, Randy, this guy is a $250,000 ringer. I'm sure he'll be a $500,000 ringer within the next year. He's a Millionaire Club member. No telling how long he's been a Players Club member. I can't remember if it's 12 or 13 years he's been with Prepaid Legal. He's a great family man. He's a great trainer. He has a world of knowledge. I always learn something when I listen to this gentleman. He may not be as old as me, but he is sure a lot smarter than me, I can tell you that much. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, your friend, a friend of the Moore Success Team, Mr. John Hall.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, John.
Well, I tell you what, it's always an honor to be on this call, certainly with the Moores. I'm very privileged, and I'm honored. I'm blessed to be able to call them friends, and I know a lot of the leaders that you have on this phone. I heard them dialing in, and just what a great team that you have. And, you know, I tell you what, I want to give a big thanks to Ken. Last night he jumped on our conference call and did just an amazing job. We are still getting calls today just from, his words of wisdom and things that he shared certainly with our team last night. And I just wish we could spend a little bit more time, talking about the relationships, talking about the people we've had a chance to meet over the last 13 years. And, we can talk about the income and we can talk about certainly the business, which is great, but it's the friends, it's the family, it's the relationships, it's everything that comes on the side that really makes this business what it is today. And so You know, I heard Randy out there, and always an honor just seeing Randy, his wife, his family's great. Always seeing Jeremy out there. And just to think that, you know, I know, Ken, you mentioned there's five generations of Moores that have been involved in Legal Shield. And, you know, I can think of three generations of Moores that are millionaire club members. And it just doesn't get much better than that, where you can have your family engaged in an opportunity that has the timeliness of what we have today is nothing short of exciting. 28 years in the business for Ken. I mean, just what a great journey. What a great opportunity to learn from somebody who has blazed an amazing, amazing trail before us. And for some of the folks that are on the phone tonight, Ken and Randy, let me just take a second and just start real quick with my background. Not because it's important by any means, but, you know, maybe some of the folks can relate to, you know, where I was when I got started and how it was I got started. And my background prior to Legal Shield was it was corporate America, it was small business ownership. And like so many people that you're reading about today in the newspapers with these uncertain economic times that are out there, I got downsized. I got downsized in the oil industry when I was 26. I bought into my grandpa's promise because he was a big shot with the Wrigley Corporation, and I kind of followed in line with him to the corporate business model. And after 4 years, I got downsized. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, I was living in Houston, Texas, and I just felt at that time in my life, if it helped, happened once, it might happen again. So did I really want to enter back into the corporate rat race where somebody else was calling all the shots? Somebody else told me what they thought I was worth, when I would come to work, when I would go home, when I would get a vacation, you know, and it didn't feel good. So I moved to Austin, Texas. I started reading autobiographies. I was studying, you know, successful people, and realized that the wealth in our country was created through business ownership. So I didn't know anything other than what traditional business had to offer. So I went back to Michigan and I started an environmental company, and you know, I experienced all the headaches that small business owners experience. You know, I took every penny that I had, I poured it into a company thinking we could impact, you know, the pollution problems in Michigan by removing leaking underground storage tanks. And I think most of you probably say, hey, John, that's a pretty good idea. Well, it was, but I got my butt kicked because I didn't understand timing. I didn't understand timing in the oil industry. I didn't understand timing in the environmental industry. And I was basically going to go bankrupt. I bartended at night. I framed houses in the morning for $7 an hour to try to keep that company alive during the day. So like maybe many of you on this phone, I was burning the midnight oil. I was newly married. My wife was pregnant. We were expecting our first. And I guess, you know, you could say I was behind on all my big mouth promises. You know, I didn't really have two nickels to rub together. Fortunately, we got introduced to the direct selling industry in November of 1988. And as skeptical as I was, you know, my wife kind of said, hey, you know, base your decisions on the facts, not false assumptions. Let's at least go research the company. And we went and researched the company in November of 1988. We flew into New Orleans. We had to borrow the money to get there. And we went to our first conference and researched the company where we got excited about their product. They were environmental products. It was water filtration. And we knew that if we were going to do that business, that we would need to find the top producers in the company and basically say, hey, we're hard workers. Teach us the business. God bless us. We found two top producers, and they taught us how the business worked. I'll never forget the gentleman that sponsored my wife and I in the business, he and his partner. He was from Sarasota, Florida. She was from Thibodaux, Louisiana. And that gentleman at 24 was making $300,000 a month, $10,000 a day. That's more money than I had ever heard of. But this individual was very, very good at what he did, and he taught my wife and I the business, and within 6 years we built businesses in seven countries. I walked away from that company because I could no longer put my credibility on the line with a company that had very, very poor character and integrity issues in management. And it was a short time after that that I got introduced to Prepaid Legal, which today, as we all know, is Legal Shield. And I couldn't be happier to have had that introduction, because 13 years ago I sat in Dallas, Texas, and I got excited about a company that I thought had as unique a product as anything I had ever seen. I didn't really care about the compensation plan. I didn't really understand the compensation plan. I didn't really understand a lot of the tools. But what I did know, what I knew, was this was a product people would want, people needed, people could afford. And what really got me jazzed more than anything else was the fact for the first time in my life, I really had no competition. So as Ken shared with all of you, you know, my wife and I, we rolled up our sleeves. Our first 3 years was well over seven figures in earnings, and we really haven't looked back. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm more excited today about our future. I'm more excited today about Legal Shield. I'm more excited today about our product, the provider law firms, and what it is we're delivering to the North American marketplace than I've ever been. And there's no question in my mind, if we're all to maybe close our eyes for a second and look out to the future, put our vision goggles on, if you don't see this company tipping the scales in a fairly short time at over $1 billion in sales, then just spend a little bit more time on the phone with us, spend a little bit more time in the communication loop with your great leaders who are on the phone tonight, and it won't be but a few days to a week where you'll also see in your vision, in your heart, how this company is going to top $1 billion in sales. The fact is 3 to 4 to 5 years from now, someone's going to look at you and go, oh, my gosh, you had an opportunity to participate in the working of miracles. You were there early. You know, you were one of the first ones. And so, you know, let me just kind of share this. And I apologize if my phone, it'll shut off here in a minute. But I want to talk real quick about the learning curve. And the reason I shared the story and the reason I shared a few of those things with you is, you know, I wanted everybody on this phone to know that at one point in time, 13 years ago, I had to market my first membership. At one point in time, I had to sign up my first associate. Ken Moore didn't get to a $500,000 a year in income without the trials and tribulations and headaches and hurdles and landmines and roadblocks that every single one of us should rightfully expect to endure as we move from price to promise. I didn't go to, you know, seven figures in earnings in 3 years without, you know, the trials, the tribulations, and the headaches of, you know, 10 to 13 years prior to that finding the right vehicle. You just don't get your butt kicked on the timing side and not learn from those things. So when I got first involved in this industry, it was with a company called NSA, National Safety Associates, in November of 88. My wife and I started in January of 89. And ladies and gentlemen, we had to invest $5,000 in that opportunity. Our sponsor told us that we needed inventory. She told us that she got started for $5,000. Jeff, our other sponsor, said he got started with $5,000 in products. So, you know, people would do what we did. So, you know, we had to basically put $5,000 on a credit card and get our business started. The learning curve was very, very steep. Not only did we have to teach others how to come into the business at $5,000, but we would then have to teach people how to retail the product. So they would get the wholesale to retail spread of $4,000. So they would get their investment back plus make $4,000 on the wholesale to retail spread of the water filters and air filters that we were marketing at the time. So as you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, when that's your learning curve, well, let me also say this. We had to do $5,000 in new business every month just to qualify for our checks. So let's leave that one alone for a second. I think everybody on the phone is probably smiling and going, well, geez, John, what's that got to do with us? It has everything in the world to do with you and I this very minute. Here's why. Let's look at all the other Me Too companies that are out there for a minute. And, you know, all these folks are out there promising rags to riches. You don't have to work. We'll do all the work for you. We'll provide the leads. We'll call all your folks. It's just one scam and lie after another for the most part. The soaps, the lotions, the vitamins, the pills, the crowded industries, the crowded markets, the Me Too companies that are out there with learning curves that require you to have basically a PhD in nutrition or cosmetics. So, you know, we kind of carry that into the Legal Shield opportunity. And 13 years ago, what I got excited about, folks, was one very simple thing. To be successful in the company that you and I are in today, And I hope everybody is hearing this. I hope maybe you're writing it down. To be successful, really one thing has to happen. If you can simply get good at marketing a membership, you will be as successful as anybody that is on this phone today. You can surpass Ken Moore's income. You can surpass Randy Moore's income. You can surpass Jeremy's income. I think I heard Jeff Hughes out there. You can surpass Jeff's income. You can surpass my income. And you can do so by simply learning how to market a membership. Why is that important, John? Well, it's a product people want. It's a product people need. It's a product people can afford. And since we have no competition, I believe within the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I don't know when, I don't really care, we will soon be a standard household service. Just like auto, just like health, just like life insurance, someday we're going to be a standard household service, no doubt in my mind. Now, what happens when you market the membership? Number one, you protect the family. Ladies and gentlemen, where else can we go in the world of opportunity and feel so good about making a difference in someone's life? So, you know, I was never concerned with the advanced commission. I was never concerned with the team overrides. All I was concerned with is, could we, John Hoffman, go and protect the family? Could I then teach others how to protect families? And if we could be about the right thing on the front end, the money would naturally follow. So follow me a second. So number one, we go out and we protect the family. Number two, we receive an advanced commission. Number three, we now have what I would call a satisfied customer. What happens when you have a satisfied customer? Well, there's a good chance you're going to get a lot of referrals. I never leave the sale of a membership without looking that customer right in the eye and saying, hey, can you think of five people you know that might like to have a comprehensive will? Can you think of five people you know that might like to have their teenage drivers protected? Can you think of five people you know that would like to know that they have peace of mind to not be affected by identity theft? And hands down, every individual goes, yeah, I can think of some. I look right at them and I say, guess what? You have a business waiting for you. Could I tell you a little bit about the opportunity? You may or may not be interested, but we're exploding and we need help expanding in this marketplace. So follow me. Not only do I have a satisfied customers, not only do I get referrals, but now I've got the opportunity to really kind of backdoor or introduce the opportunity. So people say all the time, well, John, you really focus on marketing memberships. Well, you're darn right I do, because the reality of what you and I have in this amazing business opportunity is that our product is for everybody. Sad to say, the opportunity is not. Some people are actually happy in the world of education. Some people are actually happy in the world of pharmaceutical sales. Some people are actually happy in the world of corporate America. And if they're happy, I'm happy for them. So not everybody is in need or interested in our opportunity. But I market memberships, and through the value and benefits of what our membership offers families, I always, always, always get referrals and introduce the opportunity. I do it primarily third party, saying, hey, you know, Randy, now that you understand what our service does, I need your help. We're expanding in the Oklahoma marketplace. You may or may not be interested, but who do you know that's dissatisfied? Who do you know that may be interested in a career, whether part-time or full-time, to earn some extra money or some serious money? I need your help. So, ladies and gentlemen, the learning curve in this amazing, amazing company we have is all of about 4 or 5 minutes. Now, I'm kind of being, you know, maybe a little crazy in those comments, but it's no more than a half an hour. If you'll just learn how to do the flipbook presentation, if you'll learn how to ask a few questions and give a few benefits with unlimited phone consultation, with phone calls and letters when people are treated unfairly, with contracts and documents reviewed, with a comprehensive will for the majority of people who don't have one, if you can ask a question and give a benefit, I believe you can have a 60, 70, 80, 90% close ratio with this amazing, amazing membership. I can't think of too many people for 86 cents a day to $1.19 who wouldn't want to protect their family with this service. From there, you get paid an awfully aggressive commission. From there, you get referrals. From there, you get a chance to talk about the business opportunity. And from there, you get a chance to start recruiting and building the distribution force the size where, you know, really the sky's the limit. So I wanted to share that with you because I think a lot of times while many people try to tell you the pasture's greener on the other side of the road, it isn't. While some people are good in front of the room and they make these other deals sound all attractive and pretty, by the time you get engaged in the process, you look back and say, gosh, I really had it good where I was. If you don't believe me, talk to some people who are in Amway. If you don't believe me, talk to some people who are in New Skin. If you don't believe me, talk to some people who are in Herbalife. If you don't believe me, talk to some people who are in Prime America. All companies I respect, all companies that I have, an appreciation for, but all the companies that have a tremendous learning curve, it's going to take you a long time to get engaged to be successful. Unlike Legal Shield, where we can go to work immediately, see people, and tell the story. Now, let me just leave you with maybe one other quick thing here, and that is, my personal business plan taught to me 20 years ago, and I still live by today. Just write this down. Number one, use the product. Number two, share the product. Number three, share the opportunities. Number four, build for events. And number five, teach others. The guy who was making $10,000 a day, $300,000 a month, when he called me on the phone, he didn't have any interest in talking to me about my family or my children, and I respect him for that. But here's the three questions he asked me every time. He said, John, who did you talk to today? John, who are you going to talk to tomorrow? And John, who do you need me to talk to? The first two times he called me and I didn't have anybody to talk to, because I didn't have anybody for him to talk to, I felt like crap, and I vowed to never, ever not have people in my pipeline for him to do three-way calls with. So number one, in order to be successful, I use the product. Next to use the product, you can put raving fan. 13 years ago, I was sold out on this product. Today, I'm sold out on this product. 13 years ago, I was sold out on this opportunity. Today, I'm sold out on this opportunity. 13 years ago, I was a raving fan of this product and a raving fan of this opportunity. Today, I'm a raving fan. So once I've got a testimonial on the use of the product, I then shared the product with others. So number two, I shared the product. The sign on my business reads open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I hope the sign on your business reads open 24/7. We don't have a storefront. We don't have a retail outlet. We don't have a brick-and-mortar company. Anywhere we go, anything we do, we can share the business. My daughter won the conference championship in soccer yesterday for a D1 school, Samford University in Alabama. It was an amazing, amazing time celebrating that with her as a Division I college soccer player. At the same time, I looked at everybody I knew down there, and I looked at the opportunity of sharing our membership with others. The third thing we do is we share the opportunity. The fourth thing we do is we build for events. I'm already building for the Oklahoma City Conference. I'm teaching people how to recruit today into recruiting for the event tomorrow. What do I mean by that? If I'm talking to somebody who's in my pipeline, I want to get them on as an associate today so they can invite five people to the BizOp meeting tomorrow. Recruit to recruit. So I'm always talking about our Super Saturdays. I'm talking about our regional events, and I'm talking about getting the team and painting the vision to get into the Oklahoma City Conference. And last but not least, Randy, and Ken, I'll hand it back to you guys, is if I'm personally not doing 1 through 4, then I'm teaching somebody else how to do 1 through 4. I do sit-behinds, and I listen to people set appointments. I do sit-behinds, and I listen to people call their warm market. I do sit-behinds, and I listen to people market the membership. I role-play, and I have people market the membership to me. I role-play, and I have people pretend I'm on their warm market list and set appointments. So two by two, we're aggressive in the marketplace, but I live by the golden rule, out-produce my team, out-sell my team, out-market memberships than I do, and ask my team to do. Lead by example, speed of the leader, speed of the pack. So with that, I probably talked too much, probably went too long, but I always get excited when I can visit with the Moore family. And with that, guys, thanks for having me. I'll throw it back to you, Ken and Randy.
Hey, John, I tell you, what a tremendous, tremendous job. You certainly are a leader above and beyond, and I always learn something from you. I always am interested for it. And, we're your friends, and you're our friends. And I tell you, I hope everybody took notes tonight. But I want to ask you one question, John. You said it cost you $5,000 to get into whatever that was. What did you pay 13 years ago to get started with Now Legal Shield?
$249, and that $249 investment yielded seven figures three years later. So what a great return, huh?
No comparison, huh? No comparison.
Not at all.
What a terrific job. I'm going to turn it back to Randy, but thank you. And you know, anytime I can do anything for you, night or day, you got my number.
You got it. Thanks, Ken. And next time I'm going out to the big dog, Randy. So we'll give you a break and we'll go to Randy.
Okay, Randy.
Mr. Hoffman, I appreciate you being on. I want to go out to the state of Virginia to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Mr. Hughes, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Hoffman while he's on?
Is Mr. Hoffman still on?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Great great call, great training. It's always good to hear your voice. I was just telling Randy Moore that, I got started in August of 1999. We were working, you remember, Patrick Shaw used to be in Dallas, and you were the first, I guess I'd say, the big shot out-of-town trainer that I'd ever seen or met, and I still remember that training. It was a big dream builder for us, helped us to go to the next step. You know, we came in with, in a licensed state without an upline support in our state. The Moores, you know, we're in Oklahoma. Our immediate uplines were all in New Mexico. And so we really leaned on your team when we got in the business to begin with. You know, Patrick was a great help to us, and we kind of followed in your team's success track. So I just want to give acknowledgement and thanks to you guys for being there with us in the very beginning. And, this is an amazing business where it really doesn't matter which team that you're on. You know, everybody, it truly is a business where people help each other to succeed. I'm working here in rural Virginia. I mean, I'm out here in Roanoke and Lynchburg and these, smaller marketplaces out here in Virginia. And, you know, teams from all over have little teeny organizations here, and that's why I was talking to him tonight. I said, look, it doesn't matter who our upline is. We can all lock arms, and we could build this marketplace together, and we can all get rich and make friends. Team really is not that important when it gets right down to it. So I just wanted to thank you again for being there for us in the very beginning.
Well, thank you so much. I know you've been blazing an amazing trail the last 10, 11, 12 years, and I remember the early days, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I appreciate the kind comments. Thanks.
Well, John, this is Randy again. I wanted to bring Jeff in because he had made those comments to me earlier, and I wanted to express his appreciation personally to you. But, again, thank you for being on. Thank you for the leadership you and Darcy have brought to Legal Shield. Appreciate your friendship. And, gosh, if there's anything that we can do, our family, all you got to do is ask. I just appreciate you showing your wisdom with our entire team tonight. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much, Randy. Look forward to talking to you soon. Say hello to your lovely wife. We'll see you guys.
All right. I'm sure we'll see you in Oklahoma City, if not sooner.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Randy, was that not a great call?
Absolutely. Anyone
missed the call tonight, they really missed something good. John is a great guy. We got great people on our team. We got great friends everywhere. But, you know, Randy, I hope everybody listen. We need to be signed up for Oklahoma City. Folks, if you haven't signed up, when you get off those, get on there, get signed up. You can't miss this one. I'm telling you, next year we're going to do three times the business we did this year. So with saying that, let's keep putting God first, keep putting our family second, keep putting Legal Shield third. Love you all. Appreciate you. Thank God for you. And God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.